Right, now, experts advising the government have said there is not enough scientific evidence to warrant a ban on the sale of energy drinks to children. But the Science and Technology Committee said concerns in society and evidence from teachers could justify a ban. What's this all about? Well, Dave Atherton and Heidi McAlpine, the commentators, are with us this morning. Morning to you, Heidi. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Dave, let's start with you. Do you think there should be an age limit in the purchase of energy drinks?
Well, bearing in mind there's as much caffeine in an energy drink as a cup of coffee, instant coffee. There's three times more caffeine in a high-speed shot coffee. Should we be banning coffee for under-16s as well? And while we're at it, you know, there's as much sugar in the average fizzy drink. Should we ban fizzy drinks for under-16s as well? It's just the most appalling virtue signaling I've ever come across.
Heidi?
Well, taking directly what you've just said, the difference with coffee and these energy drinks is that a lot of kids who are under 16 don't drink coffee. It's just not a thing that they consume. And also, we've talked in the past about some coffees in high street coffee shops being bad for consumption for children as well. So, yes, I say that they shouldn't be put near schools and all the rest of it. But as far as energy drinks go, they're highly addictive. They're eye-catchingly branded to appeal to younger children. They are low cost as well. The coffee is not cheap to buy, but these energy drinks are. They're often part of really cheap meal deals as well. And I think that's the problem. And if teacher unions are saying that they see a lack of concentration in the classroom with children drinking these energy drinks, hyperactivity, and they see the effects on their physical health, then we really must take this seriously.
Well, Heidi, I got no objections to schools banning energy drinks. So if it does have a marginal effect on people's behaviour, that I don't have a problem with. But a general blanket ban, you know, this is just ridiculous, isn't it? This is the nanny state really in overdrive and on hyperdrive and having babies drinking too much energy drinks themselves, if I might suggest.
Well, yeah, at least you agree then that there is a negative impact on young people when it comes to drinking these drinks, and I think...
Well, I'm not going that far, but,
They shouldn't be in schools, so that's a good thing.
Well, you know, if they stop off at one of the high street coffee shops on the way to school, you know, they're going to be consuming three times more caffeine than they would do in an energy drink.
Yes, I agree with you, but the thing about these cans of fizzy drinks is that they are cheaper to buy. They're often sold in packs of four, and if you become addicted to the instant high that you get from them, and then you get a crash quite soon afterwards, so then you crave more more frequently, and you get this artificial buzz that sees you through the day that is totally wrong. You know, not good for you. You should be out exercising and getting a natural high with your endorphins and what have you. That is the problem. And then with that comes the sugar, and it still has 27 grams of sugar per can, the leading brand, and that equates to 8 teaspoons in a little can. I know that other drinks have the same amount of sugar, but we say the same and we have the same debates about them too. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, blimey. You know, well, in that case, we really must get round to banning coffee for the under-16s as well. When it comes to obesity, over the last sort of decade or so, it's flatlined. And I've also been reading some work from Chris Snowden, the Institute of Economic Affairs, and he was saying that the methodology which is used to calculate obesity is deeply flawed. And this one in three figure is probably completely overstated. And from what I can work out from the figures, it's probably less than 10% of kids who are unnecessarily overweight and fat.
We're not even talking necessarily about obesity. It's about the impact it has on the hyperactivity in the classroom. I mean, they could be thin children, but it's stimulating the brain in a way that is not conducive to them concentrating in class.
Well, I've not
the impact of this.
I've not read anything about that in the papers or any other scientific studies.
But the teachers' union have come on board with this study,
yeah,
and agreed that something must be done. The president of the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health has said as well that there is compelling evidence that the energy drinks bring no benefits and only harm to children. These are top-ranked professionals.
Well, apart from hyperactivity, what other potential harm could come to it then?
Lack of concentration, effects on their physical health. You know, these energy drinks, you know, you have to ask, why are they directly targeting the younger population? I mean, the big sponsors of Formula One and cliff diving and air race, crashed ice, all these really cool, extreme sport events, because they know that's where they make their money, and they are addictive. You know, some of the big supermarkets are already banning their sale to under 16s because of the concerns of sugar and levels of sugar and caffeine in these high energy drinks. But don't forget, it's all about branding and being eye catching to younger people.
Well, they're a private company, and they can do what they like. You know, if they think they're being socially responsible, that is their prerogative.
Yes, but, exactly. But, they are being socially responsible. They want to have an exclusion zone of sales close to schools. That's being socially responsible. I think it's about sending out the right messages that, please, children, you know, kids are just going to go for the nice bright colours and the fizzy drink that makes them feel good instantly, but then they become addicted.
Thank you very much indeed. Unfortunately, we're out of time this morning, but that was really interesting, Dave. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you.